A woman facing multiple BC fraud-related and assault charges is being returned from Ontario to British Columbia November 8 to face a judge. While she has appeared mainly in Vancouver Provincial Court to this point, Bridget Denise Clairaut, 41, will be in BC Supreme Court November 15 to fix court dates. She is due back at Provincial Court the following day. Clairaut is facing 19 charges in Vancouver of assault, assault with a weapon, fraud over $5,000, using forged documents and impersonation with intent to gain advantage. On Vancouver Island, Clairaut has been charged with fraud over $5,000, impersonation, use of forged documents and assault in connection with a VIEW Royal Medical Clinic, RCMP confirmed. The alleged offense took place in 2020. Further, a court information sworn in Surrey April 27 alleges Clairaut defrauded a man of money in excess of $5,000 between August 24, 2019 and February 29, 2020. That information further alleges that, between April 5, 2019 and March 4, 2020, Clairaut fraudulently impersonated a woman with intent to gain advantage for herself. Clairaut made an appearance by video October 26 where lawyer Rachel Wood withdrew as her lawyer. Vancouver lawyer Guillaume Guerra confirmed before Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Don Boblin November 7 that he would be acting at Clairaut's counsel. He told Boblin that Clairaut, who was attending via video, would like to enter pleas in provincial court. Court documents show Clairaut has had six lawyers since BC proceedings began. She has been in custody since her arrest by Ottawa police in August 2021 and is currently in prison in Ontario. The first BC charges were detailed in a November 19, 2021 court information. The initial charges were approved after the Vancouver Police Department launched a months-long investigation spurred by reports of a BC Women's Hospital employee allegedly fraudulently identifying herself as a nurse between June 2020 and June 2021. VPD's Financial Crime Unit found a woman had allegedly fraudulently used the name of a real nurse while providing medical care to patients at the hospital. There are also a number of civil lawsuits pending against Clairaut.